Well, the situation is that we are seeing migrants who are in an irregular situation coming back to Haiti. It's difficult to determine how many exactly. The Haitian government puts forward a certain number of people return, and the Dominican government puts forward another figure. What we're doing is monitoring with our partners, government, but also civil society and other UN agencies, the situation on the border, and we've been able to interview a fraction, I guess, of people who have returned. So we have about 4,500 people that we've been able to interview. And most of them are actually coming back with the intention of securing their belongings and maybe their family and going back to work in the DR because that's their only source of livelihood. Others are settling along the border, waiting to see what the outcome will be with the regularization program, the PNL, Programme National de Régularisation des Étrangers, which is managed by the Dominican government. It's very much a wait-and-see situation because these deportations have been announced for quite a long time. And at this stage, we're not sure when and where they will happen.
So regarding this situation, you were mentioning the fact that you have a lot of now four of them settlements in Haiti. So what kind of support can you provide with the other UN agencies?
What we're trying to do right now is to ensure that those that have protection needs, and this comes out of the questionnaire, meaning that we interview the people, we look at their status, their situation, and we refer them to the competent authorities or possibly the UN agencies who can deal with it. So if we come across unaccompanied minors, if we kind of come across disabled persons, if we come across people who are separated from their family, then there are government institutions in Haiti that have the mandate to take care of them. And so we've set up this monitoring system and a referral mechanism along the border for the past 2.5 weeks now. And what we're trying to do is to make sure that those who have protection needs are well taken care of. If they capture all the movements. Well, our concern right now is mostly in the south, the southern department, because that's where there are settlements that have formed. There's about four of them right now. And the south is actually facing a drought right now. And one of the coping mechanisms traditionally for people who live along the borders is that when they face difficulties, they'll go across the border to the DR to, as an alternative to work, to earn. If they can't cultivate like it is what's happening right now in the south, they will traditionally go and try to find a job across the border. But with the tensions at the border, it's very difficult for them to go to the DR, and so they're faced with hardships. So the south is what is really of concern to us right now.